T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's right, no Woji tonight. I'm assuming he'll have a column out on the Daryl Bevel news here in the near future, so you can look forward to that coming out at DebtNews.com probably later this evening. But short show, so I want to jump right into it. The Lions make a surprising and outside-of-the-box hire in bringing in offensive coordinator Daryl Bevel to fix this offense for the Detroit Lions and do so with Matthew Stafford. I'll throw the phone number out there, 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. And, you know, to me, obviously, your initial reaction, what this tells you, and would you agree with my take on this, that this means that Matthew Stafford might not finish his career here in Detroit? That Matthew Stafford is a guy that Bob Quinn does not believe in, that Matt Patricia does not really want to have as the quarterback for this team? Because if you actually do believe in Matthew Stafford and you think that he's your guy and you think he can win you big games down the line, because I certainly don't expect you to do it next year, aren't you hiring a guy specific to fixing and improving and taking advantage of Matthew Stafford's skill set instead of bringing in a guy who had the most success of his entire career, most sacks, that would have been great, the most success of his entire career with Russell Wilson, a running quarterback who has obviously enhanced his ability as a thrower and has become one of the premier talents in the entire NFL. In Daryl Bevel's time as an offensive coordinator in Minnesota, he had Adrian Peterson. He had the running game, okay? It was about the running game. And that offense finished bottom third in the NFL a couple of times. Was really middle of the road to bottom third of the NFL the entire time, despite having one of the greatest running backs that we have seen in recent memory, right? You go to Seattle and all of a sudden things look different. Because why? Because you have Russell Wilson. You have the added threat of a run. You have a guy who is incredibly accurate at the quarterback position. And in my mind, those offenses weren't about Daryl Bevel. Those offenses were about Russell Wilson. So again, you're bringing in a guy who wants to run an offense that is only going to be wildly successful or even mildly successful if, in fact, you have a Russell Wilson type. I think, look, I look at this and I say, hey, maybe I'm not crazy. Maybe people like me aren't crazy in believing that, you know what, maybe Stafford isn't going to be here the rest of his playing career. Maybe, just maybe, Bob Quinn and the Lions organization, or at least the smart people in the organization, that's a small list, maybe they see what we see, that Stafford can't do it. Because to me, this hire is all about deprioritizing number nine and not allowing him, you know, to potentially be aggressive, not allowing him to go downfield all that much, not putting everything on his shoulders. This hire tells me Matthew Stafford might not be the guy for Bob Quinn moving forward. And look, I'm not going to sit here and sell you on, oh, you know, maybe they will go and draft, you know, Kyler Murray or Dwayne Haskins or go and get, you know, I don't want to say a mobile quarterback, but a quarterback that can move outside of the pocket and just keep plays alive. I'm not going to sit here and say that because I don't believe the Lions have that much aggression in them to do that this offseason, not to mention they probably don't want to take the $30 million cap hit that it would cost to move Matthew Stafford. But you're hiring a guy that doesn't want to throw the football. What is Matthew Stafford good at? Throwing the football. When did Matthew Stafford have the most success, you know, statistically in his career? It was under Jim Bob Cooter for about, what, 2.5 seasons when he was allowed to throw the football. This past year, when Stafford was restricted, when he wasn't allowed to do anything, what happened? He had one of the worst seasons of his career. And I'm sorry, hiring Daryl Bevel, you can only expect that and then some. I wouldn't expect the Lions to be throwing down the field any more than they did this past season. And how bad was number nine, and how boring and uneventful and uncreative was that offensive approach this past season? The Lions are going full boring, and they're going all in on offensive line and running backs and getting playmakers and basically having a meaningless $27 million a year quarterback out there on the field. That's what they're going to do. And I don't see it working at all. I see it being boring. I see us all wanting, you know, to basically go stand over, you know, like I got a wall right here. I just want to go and bang my head against it. That's what I'm envisioning Sundays in the fall are going to be like. And I'm sure there's many fans out there that are going, well, Kyle, that's kind of how every Sunday is, because the Lions are the Lions. But am I crazy? I just, to me, this says that moving Matthew Stafford is in play. Not this offseason, but maybe next offseason. Maybe if he gets off to a hot start, the cap hit kind of lessens, you know, a little bit. I don't know. But what I do know is the quarterback is useless when it comes to Daryl Bevel's offensive approach. Because if you're relying on the running game, you're relying on play action, you're relying on protection and the weapons around you, instead of just relying on the shoulders of, say, I don't know, a guy like Russell Wilson, that's all you need to know. Phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Does this tell you, the hiring of Daryl Bevel, that moving Matthew Stafford is actually a realistic possibility here moving forward? I just think this literally says we have zero belief Matthew Stafford can get it done for the Lions. It really does. Which makes you wonder why they gave him the extension, why they paid him what they did, why they didn't go out and draft a quarterback that maybe could fit, you know, a different scheme and winning in a different way to fit their head coach. Because Matt Patricia, like, there's those memes out there that say, you know, this person's living in 3019, we're in 2019. It feels like the rest of the NFL is living in 2019 and we're living in 1019. Or 1019, if that makes you feel a little bit better. Let's go to Bill. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Bill.
Hey, I agree with you. I think that Stafford is in play, and now it makes the article that was written, I think, Friday or Saturday, or the rumor, innuendo, that, hey, Stafford goes to Denver. You get Miller. You take their quarterback. You've got something. You take the hit, and then next year you see where you fall in the draft. You get more draft picks, and you draft a more mobile quarterback. It makes it easier to get rid of him, and you pick up a key defender.
Look, Bill, I don't hate it. I would love to do it, you know, myself. I just don't think the Lions are going to be willing to take that $30 million cap hit and do it this offseason. Now, if you want to say maybe next offseason cap hit goes down, I believe, to $20 million, it wouldn't be unprecedented, Bill. We're seeing it right now with the Baltimore Ravens, and they're going to take a $16 million dead cap hit by just basically cutting Joe Flacco this offseason. So I think it could happen moving forward. At least this hire tells me it could. I just don't expect it to be this offseason.
Can you get the defender that you need now to make your system, who's already under a contract for several years? I think you'd make the move now.
I'd love to start the process. The only problem is, Bill, I don't know that you can justify, based on their needs defensively, they don't have playmakers at, you know, key areas. I don't know that you can justify taking a quarterback at number 8 overall. I mean, is that's what you want?
No, you take your quarterback next year. Don't even take a quarterback this year. Take your quarterback from Denver now.
I can see
and
that.
Play that out.
To me, yeah, you Lamar Jackson, Matthew Stafford. I appreciate the call, Bill. I mean, that's what I would do. Because let's be real, the responsibility that Matthew Stafford is going to have in this offense based on what he's making, it doesn't add up. It doesn't. You can go draft a young rookie quarterback. You can go get a quarterback on the cheap and have him run this offense. And we just saw it again with Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. I mean, it's not like Lamar Jackson was lighting the world on fire passing the football. No. The Ravens focused on the running game. They focused on utilizing his legs and getting him out of the pocket, relying on that defense, special teams. Like, the Lions are basically handling Matthew Stafford with kid gloves at this point by hiring Daryl Bevel. And look, Bevel could come in with a totally different game plan. The only problem is, when he didn't have Russell Wilson, his offense was bottom third, maybe a little bit better than that. Awesome. That's not good. And I don't see a guy coming in who's had success doing it one way his entire career just coming here to Detroit and totally changing how he's going about it. And if he does, I mean, it doesn't give me a whole lot of confidence that he's going to know what he's doing with something different. Let's go to Tim. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, so first of all, I'm just thrilled they didn't hire from within. When I heard, got report, you know, that they were looking at that quarterback's coach, that just would have been typical same old Lions, you know. As opposed to looking into what it means for the future with Stafford, I look more into what it is with Patricia and his mindset. Obviously, with Kerryon Johnson back there, you know, and drafting, you know, Ragnow and beefing up the O-line, you know, it would be interesting to see what they can do while they can run the football. Instead of being predictable, all they can do is pass, because you see what the wizard Jim Bob Cooter was able to do with Matthew Stafford. So, you know, I don't hate it. Sarkisian was my guy, but, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what they can do with Kerryon in that kind of scheme.
Yeah, I mean, Tim, look, Kerryon Johnson is, he's a gem. You know, Bob Quinn got that one right, just like he got Kenny Golladay right in the third round. I'm totally with you there. I have no issue with it. The only problem for me is, if that's going to be the focus, if it's going to be that heavy, then why is Matthew Stafford making the money that he's making? He's so, I don't want to say useless, but he's not important at all, given the scheme that is likely to come here that Daryl Bevel likes to run.
Right. Well, in hindsight, it'd be interesting to see what the decision on Stafford's contract would have been, you know, had Patricia been around at the time. But given the fact that they've got what they have, you know, like I said, if they can have a decent running game, who knows what that can open up for the passing game with play action and things of that nature. So, again, I don't hate it. I'm just thrilled they didn't hire from within, and we'll see what happens. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Yeah, no, Tim, look, I appreciate it. I fully expected, what was it, the George Godsey, you know, news release on a Friday at 5 p.m. or 5:30 p.m. To, you know, try to lessen the amount of heat that they would take. Yeah, I get it. So if you're just happy they didn't just promote from within and do it the old same old Lions way, okay, I guess I get your point. I don't get why you have a quarterback that's going to be making $30 million a year for the next, what, 4 years after this? Why are you bringing in a coordinator that is essentially going to sit on him and not allow him, you know, to play with his toys? I mean, you're stripping Matthew Stafford of anything fun, anything big, and you're basically taking away his ability to be, you know, more of a gunslinging type. You're neutering Matthew Stafford. Like, seriously, I have to go get, you know, my little kitten fixed coming up here less than 10 days from now. We might as well take Matthew Stafford with us, because that's what it's going to look like in this offense. He's going to not essentially be allowed to do anything. Very exciting. Phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Does this hire of Daryl Bevel as the offensive coordinator tell you Bob Quinn and the Lions do not believe in Matthew Stafford? They have zero faith he can lead this team to the promised land. They're stripping him of anything that he loves to do and can do. Get to some more of your feedback coming up. 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.